11:19 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Hunter Vaughn has come in from the bullpen, and as much as I want to ask him about the Cowboys' perspective of Cowboy fan, we have 7 calls to still get through, and I want to reward people for waiting. So try to be concise so we can get to everybody. Let's get rolling. Let's get to Chris in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, including our popularity. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's great to finally talk to you. I've been listening to it a long time. Being a Green Bay fan in Texas sometimes, especially today. I've had no
appreciate
outlet, and I just got to tell you, I am shook, but I am not shocked.
Ooh.
I am shook, but I am not shocked. I'm not shocked because
I like it.
I just feel like this is how the team is right now. It's an immature team that on offense doesn't look like they know how to win. On defense, it just looks like they're falling apart. Special teams, I mean, what is that? I'm sitting next to my friends who are Dallas fans, and every time we score a touchdown, I got to go to them and be like, are you ready for 2 points? It's just ridiculous. And some of it does come down to coaching, probably all of it. But I just feel like the blame goes everywhere. It's on all the players. It's on the coaches. And I'm kind of ticked at Goody, too, because if this Micah Parsons thing doesn't work out, what do we do? Mortgage our future to be a mediocre team again? And then I have one more thing to say. I love this show. You guys are awesome. I think you should have the best radio show out there. I love the way you guys talk with each other. I think it's just so entertaining. But Tausch, you're killing me. Because you got my hopes up. You got my hopes up. You said last week they are going to put a shellacking on Dallas.
Burners.
And if they don't come away with a win, we got problems to talk about. And, oh, my gosh, it just hurts. It hurts to get your hopes up, and it just feels like your heart is being ripped out every time by this team. I have no confidence. I have no confidence in the defense, special teams. And when Jordan Love is called upon to make a game-winning drive, he comes up with ties. And I love this team, but, man, it is getting hard right now.
Chris, thanks for the call.
And I do want to – I think that's partially why I'm shook, because I just had such a staunch belief. Listen, man, everybody can predict games. You're going to be right. You're going to be wrong. But there are certain things that you just believe are going to be the – truths of that game. And I do apologize, because I firmly believe that if the Cowboys were going to beat Green Bay, it was going to have to be because our offense turned it over and our special team stunk. Never ever did I think we'd give up a 40 burger to a non-CD Lamb team.
That was never in
any of my simulations of how this game could go. Never, ever, never. And when it was unfolding, I felt the same way he just did. I was sick with myself. So I do apologize to our fans that look at this and say, Tausch, how could – because, yeah, I'm wrong. I am not – listen, man, I know. We are on here 15 hours a week. And I say some things, and I'm like, I probably should pull this back a little bit. Not often, but occasionally. And then there's times I'm like, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong, but I understand why I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, for the first time in 10 years, I don't know why I was wrong. I don't. I'm figuring it out, and I'm going through it, but I was so staunchly believed what I said, because it was – it just, none of this makes any sense, what we saw last night.
Yeah.
So as the game was unfolding, I knew the post game was going to be tough because I was shook. I couldn't believe what I started the show with today is legitimately, guys, I am who I am, man. This is legitimately, I couldn't believe what I was watching. And even as the game was unfolding, had we won, I legit was going to feel sick. Because I thought, how does this happen? I never saw it coming, and those blind sides are the ones that hurt. That's why left tackles make the big money, because if you get up, I've always been a right tackle, people, without a left-handed quarterback. I ain't a blindside guy. Hey, you're going to get hit. Hit me in the mouth. This was the blind side. I didn't get an arm on Micah, and Micah drilled me into the dirt, buried me in the turf, and that's how I feel today. I was blindsided by this defensive performance last night. So God bless you. I apologize wholeheartedly. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm with you. I feel the same way. When you just said that, I kind of went, ugh, I'm with you. That makes me feel bad, and it's fair.
Yep. Let's get to another call. That was great, by the way.
It's the truth.
That was the truth. You were right about the 40 burger. You just didn't know that it would be a double burger. And that the Cowboys would have one too. Incredible.
I don't know how. I still don't know how it happened. I don't.
Yeah. There were no. Here's the thing. And great. I love the blind side thing. There were no signs that would have led you to believe that this was coming. Like, they lost last week to a crappy Browns team, who, by the way, looked pretty crappy in Detroit, but the defense still played great.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. Was I shocked that they blocked an extra point and took it for two? No. Not even. No. I was kind of like, I hope they could tackle him. Like, I wasn't shocked the kick got blocked. And by the way, whenever you see McManus, you should ask him. Because if you watched his next two kicks, because that kick came got blocked off the right side, watch his kicks. He's so good. He started angling his kicks to just get it inside the left upright so it didn't get blocked off that right side. Like, that's how good he is. He started pulling his kick a little bit so he could sneak it in the left side so it didn't get blocked off the right side after that kick. That ain't good.
Let's get to another call. This is another one of those days where we could do 7 hours. Let's go to Beanie in Bayview. Beanie, thanks for holding on so long. Are you shook? Like Couch.
Hey, fellas. Great show today. No, I'm not shook, but I am starting to shake slightly. So the reason I'm not shook fully is because it is week four. Come on now. It's still early. We have time to figure it out. Week four is a little early to be fully shook. But the reason I am starting to shake is definitely the defense. Even, you know, last week's loss, I was still steady. The defense held it down. But after that 40 burger, I am definitely starting to shake. But no, not shook. However, somebody that did look shook was Matthew Golden on that punt return hit. That was not cool. He looked shook up. You know, he bounced back up right away, but still, that was a walloping, which brings me to my question for you guys. You know, what are your thoughts having him return punts? Seeing that big hit definitely made me nervous. Do you think he should be out there? You know, first-round receiver drafted in over 20 years. Should we protect him? Should we put someone else out there? Anyways, that's my question for you guys. Thank you for the time. Love you guys.
Thanks for the call, Beanie. Look, Tausch, tell me if
I'm... You know what we should do? Let's put our steady-handed veteran wide out with a history of concussions.
Wearing a guardian cap. Punts. Yeah. And then Bo Melton doing most of the kickoff returns instead of Savion Williams, who was back there too, but it was Melton that took most of them back. I don't know if that was because of the aiming or whether they aligned. But look, my issue with Matthew Golden being on punt returns is that before doing it in the National Football League, he had never done it. Not in high school, not in college.
Why are you yelling?
Because I, you know, for the cheap seats.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, it's well done. Okay, I just
speaking up for
I
the
wanted
cheap
a little
seats.
Clarity.
I want to be heard in the euchre seats. I don't.
Well,
like,
is he good at it? If
well,
he's
it
good at it, I want
him
back.
No. The short answer is no.
Well, then I don't.
Right. He's fielded a couple of them on a bounce. He's had one where he didn't fair catch it when he should have for sure. He had that one that he like fielded it inside the five, and then the guy had him like by the one leg, like Jack Reacher beating up those guys in the bar outside the bar. Like throws him down into the end zone, and then he does the spin move on the one catch last night and gets absolutely obliterated. That's when they took him out.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, I would agree. Where are we at with Bisaccia? Like, I know you guys have fun.
I would love to discuss Rich Bisaccia at length.
We can do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow.
For now, I would like you to discuss UW Credit Union for every you.
Every stage of life, whether you're a young punt returner, a fifth-year vet catching touchdowns with a guardian cap, if you're a 10-year vet kicking and having to make... How many years has McManus been in the league?
12.
12 years, and you got to make two tackles on special teams. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here forever. You're proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They'll help you reach your financial goals, and UW Credit Union's got it all. They keep your banking local. They have great member-first service, and they have unbelievable perks like early payday. And they have Bucky. What else could you love more? You love Wisconsin like I do. You can't just pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things. This makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We have 30 minutes left in the show. We have Andy, Jeff, Brad, Ricardo, and Alan. Don't go nowhere.
We can get it done.
We'll get to your five calls in the next 30 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch. Wait, is this the Cowboys, like, their version of, like, the Packers fight song or bang a drum? Or what is this?
Yes, this is We Them Boys. Some
holla,
Wiz Khalifa.
Holla. Hmm. Tausch, IPT or not?
No, that's a big win for Dallas. So Hunter's
a
Cowboys
tie.
Fan.
Big win.
He should be basking in the glow of a huge win for the Dallas Cowboys last night.
Cowboys win 40-40. Let's get back to your calls.
You're
let's
such
to...
a coward for not doing that.
I'm using it as the subject line for the newsletter.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at least using it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you tie, and sometimes you tie and it feels like a loss. That's what happened with the Packers, and if you're Hunter, no, the subject line.
I think Packers lose.
Packers
40,
lose
40
to 40. Have you signed up for the newsletter?
Really,
you'll have that in your mailbox if you sign up for the newsletter at channel3000.com. All right, let's keep going with the calls. We got five to get to. Let's start with Andy in Waukesha. Andy, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Are you shook?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely shook, and to be honest, I'm also a bit sad. After getting a little bit of sleep last night and pondering why I'm so shook, I think I've just come to that time where you got to be honest with yourself. And when you know something is true and you've been kind of denying it to yourself, and it sounds like it's a thought that's been seeping into the mindset of a lot of Packer fans who are calling in today. The current head coach is not the guy who's going to lead the Packers to a Super Bowl. And I say that as someone who was a pretty staunch defender of Matt LaFleur over his previous 6 years as head coach. I blame Goody to an extent. I blame Rodgers. After last night's performance, and someone earlier said it, the last several kind of performances which seemed disjointed, uninspired. I mean, I didn't think they were that inspired in the playoff game in Philly. I bought into the hype like Tausch did about the defense, but after last night, I mean, what's the signature strength of the team? The defense got exposed in Dallas the week before. The offense got exposed by a good Cleveland defense, and as far as special teams,
everybody's exposed.
When you have a unit, I mean, when you have a unit that bad, and the head coach is on his third special teams coordinator. He's lost the playoff game against the Niners special teams. The special teams are not just bad. They are cringeworthy and embarrassingly bad. And as I said, the team seems to lack energy. How can they – it's a Sunday night game. Mike is back. The defense looked like it was playing the second preseason game. And I know you're not going to maybe like this analogy, but when one of the two parties in a romantic relationship kind of knows it's over – but plays out the strength, That's how I feel right now with Matt LaFleur. And with Ed Policy in place, I just don't see it. I would challenge you guys to think about it. What is it about Matt LaFleur that leads you to believe he is the coach that's going to get the Packers to a Super Bowl? He had the best quarterback in the game. He won two MVPs. Goody traded two first-round picks for one of the top defensive players in the game. What is it that we see? Because whatever he's selling, I'm no longer buying. And that was after last night, because I bought into the defense and the hype. I'm done. I'm done with Matt LaFleur. Sorry, fellas.
Thanks for the call, Andy. We appreciate it.
So here's what I would say. I obviously was wrong last night on the defense. I still believe this can be a top five defense. The what we saw last night, I am not going to buy is that is going to be the norm. I don't envision that being the case. I have to check myself and say that this is not what we saw against Detroit and Washington and Cleveland. It's probably going to be a mesh of those things. The season is not over. We all need to kind of – I think Packer fans really do need this bye, probably much more than the team. The team wants to get back out and play. I think our fans – I know I do. I need to just take a beat, look at this thing, dissect it this week, wipe your hands, take the weekend off, get some fresh air, pick some apples, and then get back to ball next week. And I think this team – the Matt LaFleur component, there's a lot of people that feel the way our last caller just did. A lot of people.
Let's get to another call, and then we'll have three remaining. Let's go to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, thanks for holding on for so long. Are you shook? You sound shook.
He does sound shook.
Hey.
Uh-oh. He's really shook. He's getting...
Jeff, right, are you Jeff? Okay? God. Jeff?
Jeff.
Jeff. Do we stick with this?
No, let's... Jeff? Why don't we give Jeff a beat? Grab somebody,
Jeff?
Caller and come back.
Okay.
Hello?
Jeff!
Can you hear me?
Jeff?
Yeah.
We can. Be careful
can
on the roads.
You all right?
You sound
what is
shook?
Going on up there, Jeff?
You don't have the right person. I'm not on the road.
I believe I had Brad
hello?
In Whitewater. Riley's system is a little confusing.
Oh, okay.
So
the
caller in the car was Brad in Whitewater, I think.
All right, Brad,
I believe I have Jeff
okay?
now. This is now Jeff. This
Thank,
should be.
No, now it's okay. Jeff. So now we don't have Brad either. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, better now that we know who you are.
Okay, so I've got a question for each of you. And this is not a surprise. As you know, going back to land, the number of years I've called, I have not been a proponent of Matt LaFleur, and it's coming out more and more why I haven't been. And so I have a question for each of you, and then I have a positive I want to finish up with, and the positive has to do with Jason Wilde, so I want to be able to get to that.
Oh, dear.
So
that's nice.
Okay. So, Tausch.
Yes.
In a close game, I'm just asking you this question. He's been there for seventh years. Yep. You're in a close game. Point blank question. Is Matt LaFleur an asset or a liability?
Ooh, that is a pointed question.
Great question. Good question.
I know it's tough for you.
Hedge.
All right, go ahead. Give me a beat. Go ahead, ask Jason his
okay.
question.
All right, Jason, the question I'm going to ask you, and I know this is tough because you got to be respectful when you're in these press conferences, and you often are very, very respectful and measured with your questions and all that. But as a reporter and a beat writer, don't you at some point get tired when you're talking to Bisaccia and he's kind of basically schmoozing his way out of accountability? And no matter what questions you ask, he kind of is just like a little bit of a snake oil salesman. And at some point, don't you get tired of him just not saying, I've got to be better at doing what I do? It's just a question I'm asking in terms.
No,
it's a tough spot for you.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I tried to do that in a respectful way yesterday.
Last week, I should say. Jason, you're always respectful.
I feel like the question now has to be asked, and this will come on. He's probably going to be pissed, but I'm probably going to phrase it as, Rich, you have a long track record in this league. You got here, and we all expected you to be the solution for years and years and years of special teams neglect. Why are your units not better than they are?
Great question.
And he's going to be really irritated with me when I ask that. But I kind of feel like I tried to ask it in a way last week that, like, gave him the opportunity to say, we've got to be better. And instead it was, you know, it's a work in progress and this and that. And maybe it is. But, again, you know, it's like I think it's the same thing as the A.J. Hawk expectation game that we always talk about. You know, Rob Domofsky mentioned, well, he's the highest paid special teams coordinator. What does that matter? Well, it matters because expectations matter. And this was going to be the guy that fixed everything, finally, after years and years of neglect. And it doesn't feel like that's happened. And I think that's a fair critique.
So, Jason, two things. Number one, I completely agree with you. And if he's irritated with you, then that means that's a good question.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so Jason, can I hit the positive before we get back to Tausch? The Jason Wildy positive?
Sure, as long as, yes, sure, yes.
Yeah, okay, Jason, you'll know what I mean by this positive. And I'm bringing some levity to the show here, okay? Jason, I think it's a positive that you know what a double chart chatter is. Wiener circle, Jason. Wiener circle.
Oh yeah, I just got him plain.
Okay, but you know about Wiener, Jason. You know about Wiener circle. You're a proponent of it. That was awesome. So you were talking about it in another show. So you know, double
even though they don't sell ice cream.
Yeah, even though they don't sell ice cream, but
all right, well, thanks for the call, Jeff. Thanks for the call. So the asset liability question, I think it's a fair question. I still believe in Matt LaFleur. I do. I think he does. There are things that bother me about him from the challenges. There are some things that bother me, but I think all in all, I love his aggressiveness with his timeouts. I thought last night he butchered it. You have to understand what the game needs. So I still believe in Matt LaFleur, even though I feel like that ship is starting to sail with a lot of Packer fans. I've not seen this much criticism of him, but I'm not at the point where I'm going to say he is some monster liability as a coach. I still think his good far outweighs his bad as a head football coach in the NFL. I feel that way.
Okay, good answer. Just like the answer to, if you've been in an accident, who do you call? Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Grubel Offices. Ow, bit my tongue. One call, that's all. That's not something they can help me with. I can't sue myself. Brad, Ricardo, and Alan, can we get to you? We'll find out. It's Wildy and Tausch. All right, we got to go fast here. We're going to have time for one call, and we need some positivity. One call, that's all. So we give 30 seconds, then we have another break, and then we'll wrap things up, to Ricardo in Canada, because we need some positivity. Ricardo, don't let us down.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to let you down. There's no positive. All negative. Matt LaFleur, what are you doing to me? You're killing me. Listen, Rich Mashaskin should be left back in Texas. Enough is enough. Where's the adjustments? How can Matt LaFleur have more confidence in a field goal attempt when two kicks have been blocked in 2 weeks straight, but not have confidence in your quarterback to score a touchdown to win the game? Enough is enough. Play to win the game and not tie or lose. Like, have some, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, enough is enough of this crap. Like you were, we're not here. This isn't the Metro Bowl or the Mayo Bowl. We're winning. We're playing for the Super Bowl, people. Come on, enough is enough. Big boy, big boy playoffs now. Let's go.
Thanks for the call, Sorry. Ricardo. When you've lost Ricardo, you got some work to do. No, we'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch. All right, we are out of time. My apologies to Alan and Brad. They want to call tomorrow, but I hate it when somebody gets left on hold that long and then doesn't get to talk. So my apologies for that. Crazy day. Thanks to everyone who did call in. We appreciate it. We'll be here all week. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.